Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Hi, folks. Thanks for tuning in to this segment of the show featuring Blue Tees Golf co-founder Drew Kaler. They're doing some great things over at Blue Tees Golf. Go online to BlueTeesGolf.com to check it out and enjoy this segment of the show. And as always, thank you so much for making Next on the Tee a part of your golf content. I want to start out tonight by reminding you about our friends at the Macklemore, which is a private resort located just south of Chattanooga, high atop Lookout Mountain, Georgia. It's a casual two-hour drive from Atlanta, Nashville, and Birmingham. The existing Highlands course is now ranked in the top 100 courses you can play in the United States by Golf Digest. The 18th hole, as a matter of fact, is ranked in the top 10 finishing holes in the world. A second course, the Outpost, is now under construction, which will open summer of 2024. The Outpost is another Bill Berg and Reese Jones design and features a mile and a half of dramatic cliff edge, with every inch of that edge filled with a golf hole. A world-class hotel, Cloudland Lookout Mountain Curio Collection by Hilton, will open spring of 2024. Both the course and the hotel have incredible views into historic Macklemore Cove, 1,200 feet below. You gotta see it to believe it, folks. Stay, dine, and play golf above the clouds at Macklemore. Go online to Macklemore.com to book your stay and play package today. Now let's talk grips. I want to tell you about Lampkin grips. Every shot, as you know, has its own unique feel. The trick? Feel comfortable with each one. And comfort is built into the very DNA of Sonar Plus Black Grips. Composed of their Genesis material that provides supreme comfort and durability, with their fingerprint technology, creates a strong connection and unforgettable touch. The game changes from shot to shot. The feel on your hand shouldn't. Lampkin. Feel is everything. I also want to remind you about the all-new Stealth 2 driver from TaylorMade. If there's one thing we know golfers want from a driver, it's distance. But there's actually two things we all want. Distance, and let's not forget, forgiveness. That's why TaylorMade designed the Stealth 2 driver with even more carbon for even more forgiveness. To learn more about the new Stealth 2 driver from TaylorMade, visit them online at TaylorMadeGolf.com. Okay, now next on the tee with me is Drew Kaler. Drew is the co-founder and VP of product development for Blue Tees Golf. They make tremendous rangefinders, Bluetooth speakers, mag towels, and divot tools. The value for what you get versus their competition isn't even close. Prior to joining Blue Tees, Drew was the director of business development at Gartner. He earned his BA from the University of Washington, and I'm very excited to have him with me tonight here on Next on the Tee. Hey, Drew, thanks for coming on the show.
Chris, I really appreciate you having me. Thank you so much.
So, Drew, before we get into Blue Tees Golf, tell us about your life in the game of golf. Where and when did you start playing the game?
Yeah, man. I actually did not grow up in the game of golf. I grew up in the game of ice hockey and the game of basketball. And through friends of friends, kind of in that middle school, high school area, I got myself a set of used pin seekers from Roger Dunn down here in Southern California and fell in love with it. And from there, just kind of took off and playing competitive sports my whole life, right? You know, one of the most amazing things about golf is the competition aspect to it. So was hooked from there on out.
And Drew, I read that you and Chris Mark and Blue Tee's other co-founder, you guys are friends and you're out there playing golf together. And you went out on Amazon and bought a couple of the inexpensive range finders, which didn't last very long. They broke. So you guys thought there's got to be a better way. Is that how this whole thing got started?
Yeah, that's how this whole thing got started, with one caveat. I got to include one more gentleman there, our third co-founder, Brandon Francisco, who actually Chris and I, who we both grew up with. And it was the three of us out there. And essentially it was, hey, you know, the inexpensive one broke, multiple of them broke. And so we saw an opportunity in the market, in our eyes, for a really high quality, accessibly priced technology product that had a little bit of flavor and a little bit of design to it. And so from there, that was the kind of the thesis and onus for Blue Tees.
Did you guys have experience with the technology, with how to build a laser range finder? And if not, how did you learn all the things you needed to know to build a better one?
Yeah, absolutely, man. So I have a background in go-to-market. Chris has a background in operations and finance, and Brandon has a background in industrial design and product development. And so the three of us, not only are we childhood friends, but we have very complementary skill sets to each other in our eyes. And so as we think about staying in our lanes and making sure that we, you know, have different facets of the business covered, our boy Brandon kind of took on that product dev part of it from the get-go, and working with teams to build a really high quality, awesome laser.
So talk about that. Talk about the manufacturing process, because as you mentioned, you guys were looking to make something that was pretty high quality, not the cheap ones that you found on Amazon. How did you go about being able to make a higher quality product?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And so I think quality and higher quality, right, means different things to different people. For us, we thought about higher quality in multiple ways. Number one, the overall construction of the product, right? We wanted it to feel premium in your hand. We wanted it to feel durable. One of the main reasons for that is one of the original lasers that I purchased and kind of the inception story of Blue Tees, the eyepiece broke. And so with that, we thought, well, it needs to be high quality construction of the actual physical product. One of Chris's lasers, the accuracy was inconsistent, right? Or it wasn't accurate. And so we thought, well, we have to make sure that it's consistent, it's accurate, right? And at the end of the day, a laser is supposed to give you the distance to the target that you're measuring. And so through working with multiple third-party teams, right, working with consultants and electrical engineers and mechanical engineers, right, and our team working with these different parties, we were able to develop something that we thought, and we still believe to this day, is incredibly high quality. Everything is designed out here on the West Coast in California and then assembled overseas. But it's really through a lot of teamwork that we're able to, you know, put together this product.
I have to imagine finding the capital to manufacture your products wasn't easy. And banks and venture capital firms don't always see the vision that you guys do. How were you able to put the funding together to get Blue Tees off the ground?
Well, you know, myself, Chris, and Brandon at the time, we took a leap of faith and we self-funded the company, took our life savings and took a leap of faith on each other, believed in each other, believed in the idea. And from there, we essentially said, hey, if we are going to fail, that's okay. We're young enough in life and we believe in ourselves individually and collectively together that we'll bounce back. But we'd be kicking ourselves if we didn't try something. And so, yeah, the three of us together were able to, you know, start this thing.
Drew, we're all familiar with the high dollar brands like Bushnell and Garmin. How can a few buddies put something together like Blue Tees and go out and compete with the giants in the industry that were already there?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Nikon, Garmin, Bushnell, and when we first started, they were competition inevitably because they were the incumbent, right? We were entering a space, and for us, we were looking at that, you know, accessibly priced product. So we were, you know, not going after that $400, $450, $500 laser, right? We were looking at a laser that was, you know, accessibly priced. And candidly speaking, when we started this company, we were looking at a laser for someone other than the tour pro, right? We were looking at a laser for the weekend warrior, for the person that just wants their front, center, back distance, wants the basics, want it to be consistent. But for us, what's really important and how we believe we differentiate ourselves is the brand that we've created, right? We're a golf first company. All of those companies that you mentioned before, they are incredibly well-run, you know, multi-billion-dollar organizations that have business units and focuses outside of golf. So for us, I think one of our core competitive differentiators is we are strictly focused on golf. We are very focused on creating a brand, and we are very focused on creating a brand for
the next generation of golfers, right? Today's newer entrance to the golf market. And so incredible companies out there, but we're doing our best to create our own lane and really target that newer to golf customer, that more modern golfer, that person that likes the way their products look and feel and out there on the course.
Drew, correct me if I'm wrong about the timing, but I believe you guys were getting started right around the time that COVID hit. And for most businesses, that would have meant that they were dead in the water. But mm-hmm. you know, one of the silver linings to the whole thing was the golf industry. That timing was great because getting together outdoors was really all we could do. And rounds of golf started to go through the roof. So the demand for a high quality, less expensive rangefinder was probably right there waiting for you guys to take advantage of it. Was it perfect timing for you guys?
Yeah, I would say that the timing definitely helped. As we think about our go-to-market strategy, we were born as a direct-to-consumer first company. And so, you know, in a day and age where you couldn't go into physical brick-and-mortar stores, where you were doing more online shopping, right? Where if you did want to do an activity, it was hiking or golf or some other outdoor-related sport. It really was kind of a perfect storm of the right place, the right time, the right business model. And the right product for the customer and meeting the demands of the customer.
You guys have added more products to your portfolio. Talk about the Bluetooth speaker, the divot tools, the towels, and the other things that you guys now have available on top of the rangefinders.
Yeah. You know, for us, we wanted to create, and we still want to create an ecosystem of products for our core customers. You know, we're inspired by brands like Apple and GoPro and Travis Matthew. And, you know, for us, we have, you know, a lot of people on our team have multiple Apple products. For us, a lot of people on the team have multiple Travis Matthew items of clothing, right? And so as we think about growing our company and the maturation of our company, it's how can we continue to innovate and put out complementary products that our customers are asking for. And so I think what's really cool about Blue Tees and what you'll see here over the next few months and years is turning into a more holistic golf company and a golf technology company. And so we're really excited that here in the next few months, we're going to be releasing to market two new hardware products. One of them is called the Player Plus. It's a riff on our current Player speaker, but our Player Plus speaker is differentiated in the sense that it is a golf GPS speaker, golf cart GPS speaker, and it has a all glass touchscreen on it, so you can visually see your front center back distances. You can see your score, distance to hazard. So we're really excited about the Player Plus speaker, and then we're also going to be releasing a new product called the Ringer, which is a handheld GPS device, 41,000 preloaded courses on it. And again, all glass touchscreen golf GPS handheld. So incredibly excited to continue in that distance measuring space, but adding new products to the overall distance measuring device family.
Let's take that a step further. As you look ahead to 2024 and beyond, are you looking to continually add more things to your product lines, or are you settled in with your catalog of products and the vertical you're already in?
You know, I think for us as a company, we're constantly looking to innovate on products. We're constantly talking with our customers, asking them what would they like to see in the market? Are there any, is there anything that isn't meeting their needs or any products that aren't meeting their needs that they would like iterated on? And so I think, you know, again, a theme for Blue Tees for the longevity of our company is constantly innovating. We do have an idea of products here in the future, right? Stuff that we can't necessarily share today, but yeah, we're going to constantly be innovating, trying to put out products that our customers are asking for.
One of the top instructors in the game, Sean Foley, I read, is a new spokesperson for you guys. Talk about getting to work with him.
It's a dream come true. Sean is an incredible person, first and foremost, and an incredible golf coach, second. Being able to spend time with Sean, learn from Sean, is something that we are incredibly fortunate to do. Now, when we got connected with Sean, we immediately bonded over love of hip hop and golf. And, you know, Sean will attest to when we went out on the golf course and he was using the products, you know, it just furthered our bond. And I don't want to put words in Sean's mouth, but I'll let him speak for the product. But we're incredibly lucky to be working with him. Very, very fortunate to be working with him. And it's a really cool validation point in my eyes that somebody of his caliber in the golf space, somebody with his expertise in the golf space, is willing to put his personal and professional brand on the line in endorsing our products.
Drew, golf has always been a very traditional game. The idea of music on a golf course would have been outrageous a few years ago. Now you got Live Golf that's actually branding themselves golf, but louder. And players nowadays, they on the Live Tour, they get to wear shorts. PGA Tour players get to wear shorts during a practice round. They're wearing hoodies and joggers, clothes that never would have been acceptable years ago. Plus, we're seeing new athletes coming into the game, guys like Steph Curry and a lot of the quarterbacks in the Tom Brady's, Tony Romo's, Peyton Manning's, that sort of thing. Does getting outside the traditional golf box, if you will, is that something that intrigues you guys? And maybe you're looking to do different things that maybe the game would have thought was taboo years ago.
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think the beautiful thing about golf is, you know, golf is different. Golf is different to different people. You know, there is a game of golf that is purely sport, right? Where we are playing everything by the rules and the red tees, the white tees, the yellow tees, right? We are dressed as proper as you can be. And then, you know, you can go out to the local muni with your friends, right? You can wear shorts, you can wear hoodies, you can listen to music. And so for us, I think what is incredible about the game of golf is you can make it what you want. But at the end of the day, we're all driven by the same passion and the love for the game and the competitiveness of getting out there and trying to better ourselves or better our golf game. To directly answer your question, I think golf is evolving. I think golf is changing. I think that, you know, joggers are being worn, right? In the PGA Championship, hoodies are being worn. And so as golf evolves, right, we want to make sure that we are there evolving with the game and are on the cutting edge and don't want to be left behind in that space. And I think that's something that as a company is very near and dear to us, something that we have made sure of from the onset that we are evolving with the game of golf. If not, you know, pushing the bounds of golf a little bit, which is also an exciting thing for us.
You guys also have a custom program. Talk about what that is.
Yeah. You know, the custom program is really born out of organic demand from our green grass pro shops. You know, as we go into pro shops and you buy a polo, inevitably it's going to be branded with your local shop's logo on it. Towel, right? Divot tools, ball markers, so on and so forth. A good friend of mine, he's the director of sales for the Phoenix Suns basketball team. And we were talking to them about a little tournament they were doing, and they actually asked us, hey, can you put our logo on the back of this? And so this was a long time ago, and I just thought, well, we've never tried that, but let's go for it. So we tried it. It worked. And then from there on, some pro shops got word of it, and so we're able to put logos for our B2B customers on the back of our rangefinders. We've built out a decoration program for our player speakers, and we also have the ability to put logos on our towels. And so it's definitely fun. It's unique. It's interesting, right? You don't see too many branded technology products out there. So lots of use in the member guest space, the tournament space, and then, you know, those shops that want to bring in a new and differentiated product with their logo on it.
You guys have gone international as well. I read about your agreement with MST Golf to help open up the market in Southeast Asia for you. Talk about going international now.
Yeah. Again, we, you know, over the last few years and looking at our growth and maturation as a company, you know, a big undertaking and kind of that next frontier, right, was what does that international sector look like? And so we have an incredible director of international sales that joined our team in 2022, early 2022. And with his help and his expertise, we've now expanded onto six continents. We are in Southeast Asia, we're in Asia, Europe, we're out there in the Middle East, Africa. So it's really cool to see the growth of the company. And it's very interesting to see that golf truly is a global game. And we're tapping into that and trying to grow our brand globally to become a household name in this game that we all love so much.
Drew, just a couple more before I let you go. I want to get your thoughts on a couple of things going on around the PGA Tour and the game. First of all, as you guys go international, right now all of a sudden we've got the merger or partnership, whatever you want to call it, coming up between the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour. What do you think about what we're hearing and seeing around that?
I think it's interesting. Like everybody else, I think I'm just sitting there trying to learn more. It'll be interesting to see how things have played out. I do think the one benefit from all of this is that golf is in the news and golf is being talked about. And golf is a leading story right on MSNBC and CNN and Fox a couple weeks ago, something that we haven't seen in a long time. And so for me, being in the golf space, working in a sport that I love, I find it intriguing to see golf leading breaking news and being on the headlines of not only sports news, but also, our regular news channels. And so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out over these next few weeks, months, and if not longer, but definitely intriguing to say the least.
How about the U.S. Open this past weekend? What'd you think about what we saw at LACC?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate in that I was able to go to the U.S. Open for a few days. I happen to live out here in the Los Angeles area. Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous golf course. Incredibly hilly. I'm not sure if you're able to see just the undulation on the television, but it was a hike walking around there in the best possible way. And it was really amazing, right? As always, to see the world's best at their sport compete. I'm at such a high level. And so we had an awesome time there. Got to see a lot of incredible golf. But it was a lot of fun, to say the least.
How about the fan reaction? I mean, we've heard sort of mixed reviews on the fans being there, the number of people that were there. What was your impression of the reaction and the size of the crowd?
Yeah, I mean, my reaction was such that we were in the grandstands a lot. We walked the course a lot. It's an incredibly hilly and undulated course. It's a very difficult course, right? Even when these pros are hitting it in the fairway, the ball is going to be above their feet or below the feet. So all to say, right, I think I saw something to where they had double the amount of general admission tickets at last year's U.S. Open in 2022. If they did that for this course, I don't think you would have been able to navigate it, right? Just in the way that the course is laid out. It's a private country club, right, with a little bit tighter dispersion of the fairways. And so I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I'm very lucky that I was there. And I, had great viewing angles, was able to be in the, in the action, see lots of incredible stuff. And so for me, I enjoyed my experience. I really enjoyed being able to be kind of up front in person on the ropes versus, four or five people deep and not being able to see these golfers, execute on these incredible shots.
Drew, before I let you go, let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things you guys are doing, whether it's on your website or following you guys on social media?
Yeah, Blue Tees Golf. We've got BlueTeesGolf.com. That's our online store, our Blue Tees Golf Instagram handle, Blue Tees Golf YouTube channel. You can find us anywhere you search Blue Tees Golf. But BlueTeesGolf.com is definitely going to be the most up-to-date resource for new product launches, product releases, things of that sort.
Well, Drew, it's been great having you as part of the show tonight. I hope we get the privilege of having you come back and update us on all the great things you're doing, particularly when you're ready to do a new product launch. Love to have you back and talk all about it and let us know what it is and how we can get it.
Yes, sir. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you giving me and Blue Tees Golf the opportunity to share with your fan base, your listening base, a little bit more about us, who we are, what we do. So thank you for the time and the opportunity.
Absolutely. Drew, stay safe, my friend. All the best to you and everyone at Blue Tees. Look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening.
You do the same. Thanks, Drew. That is Drew Kaler of Blue Tees Golf. And again, BlueTeesGolf.com is the website. Folks, they're doing tremendous things with their rangefinders and Bluetooth speakers. Like I say, Magtouch Divot Tools. They're doing so many great things, and they're doing it at an affordable price, and they're doing it for all of us, right? It's not, like he said, it's not for the pros, but it's for the rest of us that want a quality product at a fair price. So I'm very excited about this product. I'm very excited that Drew came on and shared all that he did with us. And I hope we get the privilege of staying up to date with all of the new things that they bring to the market and with Drew and his partners as well. Great stuff. Blue Tees Golf. Highly recommend their stuff. Go out there and check it out for yourselves. And I look forward to having Drew back as part of the show, hopefully very soon.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.